Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to do a gift debrief. Figure out what worked and what didn't work in your gift giving this past holiday season. Make notes to guide you in the future. So we are now about a month past Christmas. For those who celebrate Christmas or any other December gift-giving holiday, you may be glad to be done with major gift-giving occasions for the next 11 months. But a little reflection right now can save future you a fair amount of stress. If you've got kids, you can reflect on what they received and what worked and what didn't. What are they still playing with now, 1 month later? What turned out to be a dud? Did anything create a lot of excitement when it was opened? Did other siblings look wistfully at something? Or did you misjudge interests? What about the volume of presents? Was it just right? Or was it overwhelming? For other folks in your life, it might help to write down what you gave and what you received, while these items are still relatively fresh in your memory. It is easy to find yourself wondering, come November, whether you gave your nephew a duffel bag last year. 10 months hence, you will know that you thought about giving him one, but you might not remember what you decided. A month after the holidays, though, you probably still remember. And you can also see if that duffel bag is getting any use by this point, and thus evaluate whether it was a good idea or not. It can also be easy to forget which friends and family members you exchanged gifts with, or even cards with. No one likes the awkward dance when one person gives a gift and the other doesn't. So write it all down. If you've still got the holiday card somewhere, and let's face it, it is entirely possible that you still do, write down the names and addresses in a spreadsheet. Next November, this will be all good to go. You might also start creating a list of gift ideas. The upside of doing this so soon after December is that you can remember what was a hit for some people and transfer these ideas to other similar folks. Your nephew loved the duffel bag, so you buy one next year for your godson. If one set of older relatives really liked a digital picture frame, probably another set will like it next year. If you particularly enjoyed a bottle of wine from a colleague, well, now you've got the name of a winemaker to order in bulk from for other people's gifts next year. And if something didn't work out, well, now you know. I will note that I gave my husband something I really thought he would love. And as of a few weeks post-Christmas, it was still sitting there in the room where we opened presents. I thought it made a lot of sense as a gift, but I guess he just wasn't as into it as I imagined he would be. I now know to look in a different direction for gifts in future years. Santa isn't the only one who benefits from making a list and checking it twice. Keeping a list of gifts given or gifts received helps you make smarter choices in the future, wasting less money, and making people happier. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.